From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So did Puzzle Team America do well at the championship?
Yes, we did. The Team USA finished first last week at the World Puzzle Championship. The next teams were Germany, Hungary, Netherlands, and Canada out of 22 teams. In individual competition, the American Roger Barkin finished third, and Wei Hua Huang was seventh. There's a report at wpc.puzzles.com, and anyone who does an internet search on World Puzzle Championship plus Croatia can find several good blogs on it.
How excellent. Well, it must have been a lot of fun, and thanks for the postcard. We appreciate it. All right, you also left us with a challenge last week. Would you repeat it?
Yes, I said name a certain nationality, drop the last three letters, move the final remaining letter to the front, and you'll name another nationality. What nationalities are these?
What are they?
They are Haitian and Thai.
Oh, how elegant. We had over 900 entries from people who solved this puzzle, and our randomly selected winner from the correct answers is Doug Denning, and he joins us from Manhattan, Kansas. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you do there in Manhattan, Kansas?
Well, I'm a CPA, and I work for a local accounting firm.
All right. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably off and on for over 10 years.
Oh, well, so you're ready to play, right?
Well, I'm going to give it my best shot.
Okay. Well, Will, please meet Doug. Let's play.
I will.
Hi, Doug. Every answer today is a two-word phrase. Both words have five letters. They end in the same four letters. They look like they should rhyme, but they don't. For example, if I gave you the clue, kids from Dixie, you would say South Youth.
Okay.
All right. Number one is not as good an equine.
Worse. Worse.
A worse horse is right. Number two, some future H2O.
Something water.
Yeah, some future H2O.
Liam?
Later water?
Later water, good.
Okay.
View a round of tennis.
Serve?
No.
Watch?
Uh-huh.
Watch match?
Watch match is right. Bet regarding a hearty beer.
Wager, lager?
Lager, wager is right.
Okay.
A sturdy tree limb.
Branch? No.
No, too many letters.
Five letters.
I wrote that same thing down to tree limb. Tree limb. I can't get past branch.
Blank, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I stumped you both. It's a tough bow.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that was a tough foul.
Try this one, a barbecue area proportion.
Patio ratio?
Patio ratio. Frighten off actor Sellers.
Something, not scare Peter, deter Peter?
Deter Peter is right. One swimming underwater in a large stream.
River diver?
A river diver. Put one's finger on a sofa.
Touch couch.
Uh-huh. Envelop a town on the English Channel.
Cover Dover.
Good. Crew member strength. What's a crew member in five letters?
Rower.
Yes.
Strength.
Power rower.
Rower power is right.
Okay.
A large hunting dog injury.
Get these.
Better.
Someone that might bay at the moon.
Oh, hound wound.
A hound wound is right. Miserable thing to fret about.
I'm going to say sorry, worry. But
sorry, worry.
Oh, it is worry. All right, cool.
Very good. And your last one, made cakes and pies while nude.
Baked naked?
Baked naked is right.
Hey, Doug.
An appropriate one to end on.
Hey, you're great. You did really well.
Thank you.
We made a good team, too.
I appreciate it.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get the Weekend Edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Shortz favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Doug, how do you hear the show?
I listen to it on 89.5 KHCC, KHCD, Hutchinson, Kansas, and I'm a member and a listener, both.
Do like that member word. Doug Denning from Manhattan, Kansas. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Okay. Will, what's the challenge everyone will work on for the next week?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Toby Gottfried of Santa Ana, California. Write down these three numbers, 5,000, 1/6, and minus 40. They all have something in common. 5,000 is the largest number that has this quality. 1/6 is the smallest positive number with this quality. And minus 40 is the lowest number with this quality. What is it? So again, 5,000 is the largest number that has this particular quality. 1/6 is the smallest positive number with it. And minus 40 is the lowest number with it. What unusual property is shared by these three numbers?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will, and congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Leah.